This is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined in the studio by Nicole Rodimer. She is the Director of Community Involvement and the incoming president of Grand Rapids Young Professionals. Now, you also mentioned the CEO series that you do. Tell me a little bit more about that and who you've had in the past to talk to the Grand Rapids Young Professionals.
Sure. This is our newest series that we have through GRYP. We had this past fall, we had Rick DeVos come in and speak about being an entrepreneur.
Sure.
We have June 14th, we have Chris from Gazelle Sports coming to talk to us. We also just had Rick Baker from the Chamber come and talk to us as well. And this is just an opportunity for our GRYP members to talk to these CEOs, get an idea of where they came from, how they got to be who they are, what steps they took to get to these positions. Mm-hmm. If they started their own business, what were some of the challenges that they had? So this is an opportunity for our young professionals to actually ask these people where they might not otherwise have an opportunity to do so.
Well, it sounds very inspirational.
Yeah, it is.
Now, what was it that attracted you to Grand Rapids Young Professionals?
I was looking for a way to not only get my business out, but also get my name out, have people in the Grand Rapids area obviously know who you are, and to be able to know people who are young professionals as well, because in the business world, sometimes you're kind of left behind and when you're in the 20-somethings. And so this is an opportunity to talk, to get ideas, to brainstorm with different people in your industry who kind of have the same ideas that you do in your age group.
Yeah, I mean, there's always a great mix of folks. And every time I've been out to the Unwinds or the other events that you hold, I always enjoy it and come away meeting some fantastic new folks.
Right.
What's the age range for Grand Rapids Young Professionals?
It is 21 to 40 is the age range, but we always say if you're young at heart, you're more than welcome to come out as well. So we don't like to put that restriction on there, but that's usually who we're targeting.
Now, what's the cost for the events for folks who want to come out and get involved?
There is no cost for membership for GRYP.
Okay.
The cost of the events depends upon the event. Usually, if you come out to the wines, it's just what you're going to be drinking or eating. And usually, we have some good happy hour specials that go along with that. If you come to the CEO series, usually there's about a $12 cost that goes along with that, but that usually includes like a lunch or a dinner.
Okay.
So there's always something that goes along with the cost.
Okay.
But we don't like to put a membership fee with our organization.
Okay. Okay. This is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and we've been joined in the studio by Nicole Rodimer. She's the Director of Community Involvement and the incoming president of Grand Rapids Young Professionals. If you'd like to find out more about Grand Rapids Young Professionals, you can visit gryp.org. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.